新约圣经有三次讲到父神从天上向耶稣讲话，而且这个讲话不但耶稣可以听到，其他人在他旁边也可以听到的。那么第一次呢，就是耶稣的受洗啊。那么耶稣从加利利来到约旦河的时候，他看到这个施洗约翰，他说你当尽诸般的义，然后施洗约翰就为他受洗。那么他受洗起来的时候，天开了，鸽子降在他的身上，而且有声音从天上这样子说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。 And in the New Testament, there are three occasions where God from heaven spoke to Jesus in an audible sound. The first one is when Jesus was baptized. And the second time was the time of transfiguration. 也许我用英文讲是不是大家听到两样好了 okay? OK. So this time was the event of transfiguration. One day Jesus led his three disciples, John, James and Peter, and up to the mountain, and he transfigured himself before them. 那么耶稣第二次从天上有声音讲来呢，就是因为耶稣带了三个门徒到了山上，然后他变相 OK, and his face bright as the sun, and his clothes was white as light. And then the disciple was frightened. And then all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah appeared to them. And then they fell down prostrated and said, I'm going to make three shelves for you. One for Elijah, one for Jesus, and one for Moses. And after saying this, a big cloud was enveloped them. And then they see Jesus no more. At that moment, there was a voice from heaven proclaimed, This is my son, with whom I am very pleased. 而且再加上一句，你们要听他的。那么第二次就是在登山变相的时候，耶稣到了山上。变相以后呢，从天上就有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的啊。And the third occasion is concerning about Jesus addressed to his disciples after his triumphant entry into the holy city of Jerusalem. 第三次从天上有声音下来了，就是耶稣荣耀的进入耶路撒冷京城，然后他讲了一篇道，这篇道就是跟门徒说再见的啊。So Jesus, after entrance into the holy city, and he gave a sermon, and gave the sermon, and then he said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And after the sermon, he prayed to God, Father, glorify your name.那么他讲完道以后呢，就他向父神祷告，父啊，求愿你的荣耀，愿你荣耀你自己的名。And then immediately our heavenly Father replied Jesus and saying that I have glorified it and will glorify it again. 我已经荣耀你的名了，我还要荣耀。So in these three incidents, we learn a lesson. Okay, Jesus is a person.In the sight of God, he's living a life pleasing to the Lord. 从这里我们就看到一件事情，如果我们基督徒能够荣耀神的名的话，我们就能够讨神的喜悦。我们在世界上有做哪一件事情比这个得到上帝的称许更重要吗？ So nothing in this world when we do can compare with the approval from our Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father, right? So therefore, as your annual theme of the church is means the transformation or the renewal of your spirit. So it is fitting to think about how are we going to please our Lord. So 今天我们的讲到了，就着重我们怎么样可以讨神的喜悦 ，OK? 那么朝圣的喜悦里面，耶稣给我们一个窍门，他跟他的门徒说，你们先求他的国，他就是上帝，与他的义，这一切都要赐给你们了。 Jesus said to his disciples, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and all this shall be added unto you. Now, let us stop right here and ponder this, because it's awfully important. 我们先求他的国与他的义，先就代表这个是 not just first, it's not just related to time, but related to the priority, okay? 我们先求他的国，什么叫求呢？求就是我们追求，我们寻求，对不对？寻求、追求，我们是需要去努力去做的 ，OK? So when we seek, we ought to put effort to it, and we ought to study. But oftentimes we heard that, oh, I'm not a Christian, but I'm seeking God now. Think about this. This is not quite true, theologically, because if you're not regenerated, you will not seek God. 一个没有重生的人呢，他不会去寻找神的。为什么呢？因为圣经这样说，世界上没有一人，连一个都没有，没有一个人可以明白上帝的旨意，连一个都没有，也没有人能够寻找神。Because the scripture teaches us that no one is righteous, not even one, and no one would understand the will of God, and no one will seek God. So we know that when a person who is not regenerated, and he said he's seeking God, and we know he's not seeking God, because the Bible says so. But what are they seeking? They are seeking the benefit of God. So 一个人他说追求神，而且还没有得救的话，他一定不是追求神，他所追求的乃是神的好处，神的恩典，比方说心里的平安，良心的安慰， OK? So they're seeking the benefit of God, such as the happiness of this world, and the peace of his mind, and also the relief from the guilt feeling. But who is seeking? That is the question. And the Bible teaches us, it's not that we seek God, but God seeks us. Because Jesus said, I come to seek and save the lost.耶稣说，你们不寻找我的，那是我来寻找你们，我来那是要你们得生命，我来是寻找拯救世上的人。但是在神的恩典当中，有一天圣灵跟我们说话，让我们醒悟过来，我们接受他做我们的救主。 But one day when the Holy Spirit touch your heart, you become regenerated, and then at that momentYou begin to seek God. That is the moment where seeking God begins. And also, our seeking is not futile, because the Bible says, if you seek, you will find. If you knock on the door will be open to you. 那么我们什么时候开始去寻求神呢？就是当我们被圣灵重生以后，那个时候我们就寻求神了。而且圣经给我们一个应许，我们的寻求是不会落空的，因为寻找的必定寻见，叩门的必定为你开门。 So this is the grace, this is very important. Now back to the question, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Now what does it mean by the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is a very complex issue, but we can explain to you in the practical level.我们先求他的国，他的义，这个国什么意思呢？那么我们可以从主耶稣叫到门徒祷告的时候呢，可以略微知道他的意思怎么样。主耶稣说，你们祷告是这样子，我们叫天上的父，愿人都做你的名为圣。注意下两句话，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。 He said, Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom comesAnd thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So from here, we see the kingdom of God and the will of God is really the two sides of the same coin. 所以这个神的国跟追求神的旨意其实就是一体的两面。所以我们知道，当我们寻求神的旨意的时候，我们遵循神的旨意的时候，其实我们就为了神的国做了见证。那么我们再思想一下，先求他的国与他的义，他的义是什么意思？圣经里面讲的是他的义， seek first is righteousness, a kingdom and its righteousness. But pay attention, his righteousness, not our righteousness. Okay, in the world religion, they seek their own righteousness. They think they are righteous in order to win God's approval. But in Christianity, we get God's approval first before we can do right things. This is very important. 世界的宗教叫人行善，世界的宗教叫你这样子做，这样子做，啊！但是我们所讲的义呢，是上帝的义，不是我们的义。什么叫上帝的义啊？就是很简单，我们在上帝的面前行他所喜悦的事情。So what does the righteousness of God? The righteousness of God is simply put is doing what is right in the sight of God. 那么我们再思想这个道理，什么叫上帝的义？在圣经里面，整本圣经有许许多多讲到神的义，你们要这样子做，这样子做，这样做。但是我们可以归纳成几句话，好像提纲挈领一样。So I can summarize the few things among all the prescriptions and instructions from the Bible to illustrate the essence, to capture the essence of what does the righteousness of God mean, okay? And first of all, is recorded in the prophet Micah. 在弥迦书这里有这样子的话， What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God.刚刚我们读了弥迦的一个金句，现在弥迦讲了一句话，他说神指示你何为善，那到底他的要求怎么样呢？他说你要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。所以我们马上就知道，如果我们在社会上面行公义，我们会讨神的喜悦。如果我们对一些人是怜悯的心，这个我们会喜悦神。更重要，我们有谦卑的心，因为上帝是压低这个骄傲的人，提拔身高的人。So therefore, if we practice justice and do kindness to our fellow human being, and we walk humbly with God, we know for sure that we are pleasing God. 然后到雅各又讲了一句话，他说 ：“Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this.” And listen, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. 那么这里雅各讲到一句话，他说父在父神面前，你们要清洁没有瑕疵的虔诚。那个这个什么意思呢？就是你们要看顾孤儿寡妇啊，看顾这些所需要的人。那么在耶稣的时代，孤儿寡妇这社会当中最弱的一层啊。当然在美国可能不一定啊，有很多寡妇是非常有钱的啊，但是在当时的情形是这样子。所以这句话的中心意思就是要我们注意到，如果有些人有需要的话，我们要注意他啊，要注意他，要帮助他。 So we have to care about the needy, okay? And then we have to keep ourselves unstained by the world,就是要保守自己。如果我们能够保守自己的话，我们在神面前蒙悦纳。如果我们不沾污这个世界，不与世界为伍的时候呢，我们也讨神的喜悦。但是我最喜欢耶稣讲的一句话，也是最简单的话，我觉得世界上的真理越简单的都是最好的。他说 Just as you want men to do to you, you also do that to them likewise. 你们要愿意人家怎么待你，你就愿意，你就这样子待他。这个是极大的真理，这个叫金律 Golden Rule. This is the Golden Rule. Okay, just as you want men to do to you, you also do them likewise. So in a human character, we just say, okay, if you do good to me, I do good to you. This is reasonable, right? But Jesus said, only if you want people to do to you.Okay, they haven't done to you yet. Then you do it first to themselves. 所以这个就是一个很重要。如果我们能够遵守耶稣基督的经律的时候，我们就能够讨神的喜悦。说到这里的时候，我必须要把一个很重要的真理告诉大家。因为所有世界的宗教都劝人为善。你说要行公义好怜悯吗？他们也可以做啊。你们要要不沾染 世俗吗？他们也可以做，像这个佛教的奇迹就是这样子的。那么到底我们的行为的表现跟宗教家跟道德家所要求的表现区别在哪里呢？ So what's the difference between the difference in terms of our behavior to do all these good things to our fellow human beings and comparing with the world philosophy and world religion? And the biggest difference is this. For religions, they demand you to do this, do this, do this, and don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. 宗教叫你做这个做这个不做这个不做这个，很多很多的规矩。但是耶稣基督的真理呢，就是已经成了。But we don't have to do this, don't do this, because Jesus has done all this for us. 成了就是 it is finished, that means all done. Jesus himself did it for us. So this is difference, big difference. By our effort, we cannot please God. But Jesus already pleased God. So what we have to do is we cast our faith upon him. 那么宗教常常强调我们可以为上帝为他们的神做什么。What can I do for you, God? But 我们的信仰就是基督教的福音呢，是我们有常常纪念 What God has done for us. So 上帝已经做了，为我们做了什么。这个就是我们一个讨神喜悦的人每天所思想的一件事情。还有宗教注重这个善行功德，但是我们所注重呢，是一个心灵更新的改变。The religion emphasize on work and deed, but in Christianity or in gospel, it emphasize on the transformation of the heart. 我们心灵的改变是非常非常的重要。那么刚刚聚会以前，我们读了一段圣经。So we just read Luke chapter 24, and we mentioned about the story.And about two disciples on the day after Jesus was resurrected, and they were downcast and very disappointed, and they walked together and go back to their hometown. 那么在主耶稣复活那一天呢，有两个门徒看到他所信的耶稣，我们本来他是救主，我们本来以为他是上帝，但是他居然给这些坏人钉在十字架上，他们的心就马上沉下去了，所以他们说这个耶路撒冷也没有什么好留的，他们两个人就跑回到他们的家乡。但是在他们的路中的时候啊，耶稣突然间向他们显现，跟他说话。But on the way, as they walk up the road to the village by the name of Emmaus, 以马五斯的路上呢 ，and they talk about to each other, and they discover.Discussion about what had happened in the past 3 days. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appeared to them. And then they were shocked. And because of their spiritual blindness, they could not recognize that this is the resurrected Lord. 那么他们讲话的时候，突然间耶稣向他们显现。那么当他们显现的时候呢，他们认不出耶稣，认不出耶稣。然后耶稣就先跟他讲话，你们在讨论什么？那么 Jesus asked them, what are you guys talking about among yourselves? And 两个门徒有一个名字叫 Cleopas, 格留巴。 One of the disciples asked Jesus, Are you crazy? Are you ignorant? You don't know what happened to Jerusalem in the past 3 days? And are you a visitor to this holy city? 那么这个是一个非常讽刺的话，哪有一个人知道这个事情的本相比耶稣知道更多呢？但是他们不知道啊。那么从这里呢，我们也看到一个神学的观念。So from this very short conversation, we learn some of the theology. For one thing, human being is not able to understand God. So no matter how hard you discuss among yourself, but you will never know God, you will never understand God, unless God reveal himself to you.所以我们看到一个非常重要的圣经的真理，所有世界上的哲学，所有人的思维，不管你多聪明，你没有办法去认识神。我们认识神的途径只有一个，就是除非上帝亲自向我们启示。所以我们的信仰是一个启示的宗教， So Christianity is a faith of revelation. If not been revealed by God, man has no way to understand God. So all the human effort, all the philosophy mean nothing. The Bible is the revealed message of God. 那么耶稣看到他问这个问题的时候，他就好像考考他们，他说你们谈的是什么东西啊？那么这些门徒说，哦，很简单，过去三年发生了，就是关于一个人，这个人就叫拿撒勒耶稣，他说话行事大有能力，而且人家都以为他是以色列的救主 ，OK？ 但是这些政府官员跟宗教领袖把他交在坏人的手中，要处他的死，而且把他钉在十字架上。And Jesus asked the disciple what had sort of test them what had happened. He said, "Oh, it's concerning about a man who is Jesus, the Nazareth, and his deeds and his word are full of power, and he was considered as a redeemer of Israel. Then, but the evil man, the religious leader and the government, hand him to the evil man to be crucified and die. And then, what is our hope?" The disciple asked Jesus, "We have no hope. The one we hope for is already died. We just heard that he was resurrected, but we are not sure." 他们听到复活的事情，但是他没有这个经历，所以他不敢相信。那么耶稣这个时间就责备他们了，他说 "How foolish you are, and how slow your heart to believe." 他说你们的信实在是太迟钝了，先知的话你们也不听。难道耶稣基督不是需要受害，然后进入荣耀吗？ Did not know that Jesus had to suffer these things and then enter into glory? 那么耶稣就从摩西以后所有的先知所讲的关于他自己的事情告诉这两个门徒。 So Jesus began to explain to them from Moses all the way down to all the prophets in centuries all the things concerning himself. So this disciple gained a lot of knowledge. Now we have one spiritual lesson right at here. 那么我们看到这个事情之后，我们现在就学到一个属灵的功课了。如果我们要神知道神的旨意，我们必须要认识神，对不对？如果你不认识神，你怎么行他的旨意啊？If you do not know God, how do you know do His will? There's no way. So to know God is a very important lesson we have to learn as a Christian. 那么这两个门徒呢，就走路的时候呢，就碰耶稣向他们显现，耶稣跟他们讲话。所以从这段路程当中呢，他就了解了神了。所以我们今天呢，也要与神同行。我们今天也唱这个歌了，我们要读 Bible， 要读圣经，我们也要参加聚会，也要参加小组，我们也要参加这个祷告会。这样子的话呢，我们就借着弟兄姐妹，借着教会，借着我们的灵修，可以与神同行了。那么当我们与神同行的时候，我们慢慢的知道他的旨意了，然后我们知道他的旨意呢，我们就可以行了。但是你知道他的旨意不一定你可以行啊，因为人本身就不爱真理，头脑可能知道很多事情，但是我们不会去做。我请问你们，你们读了圣经，当然有很多难题，但是至少有大部分的真理是你们认识的，可以了解的。但是认识真理那一部分，你有没有去行呢？我想我可以大胆说，你也没有去行，我也没有去行。为什么呢？因为我们没有那个力量。我们需要有个力量啊，不一定有一个很大的信心，这个信心就 conviction。 那么我们再回到这个故事，那么耶稣基督跟这两个门徒在一直走一直走，走了大概总共是大概七英里路啊，圣经是说十二里，但是英里大概七里，然后他们到达他们的故乡啊，就是这个以马忤斯了。到了时候耶稣说，好了，我们继续走吧。 那两个门徒说，不要，不，请你到我的家去，请你到我的家去啊。那么你愿不愿意？耶稣说，我当然愿意啊，你知道我的名字叫什么？我的名字是以马内利，以马内利就是愿与义人同在。 So this disciple keep walking, and as they approach to the village, and then Jesus said, okay, we can go on. But the disciple said, no, the sun is set, the sky is dark, why don't you go to my house? And Jesus said, I love to, because my name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means I love to be with people. So 他们三个人都进入房子里面，他们就吃晚饭。吃了晚饭以后，他们还有这个擘饼的聚会啊。擘饼的聚会的时候，主耶稣就拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应该如此行。”饭后，他也拿起杯来说：“这是我的血，所立的新约，你们应该如此行，为了纪念我。” So these disciples and Jesus went into the house, and after they had supper, and Jesus officiated the Lord's Last Supper, which done only a few hours ago. And Jesus broke the bread, gave thanks, and said to these two disciples, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as often as you can." And then after supper, he also raised the cup and said, "This is the bloodOf my new covenant, and drink this to remember me." So, 他们在擘饼的时候，耶稣当然跟他们讲了很多话了。他讲了过去他怎么为他受洗，现在我们为什么可以再见的庆祝，将来他也要回到我们的在天上，我们还有这个羔羊的宴席。所以，耶稣讲到时间的过去、时间的现在、时间的将来。这个岂不是人类的历史吗？历史就是过去、现在、将来嘛。所以门徒就知道了，原来这个历史乃是操纵在神的手中啊。所以 history 就是 his story， 历史就是讲到耶稣的故事。那么擘饼完了以后，这个奇妙的事情发生了。My eyes are open. He is Jesus. And all of a sudden.These two disciples recognize Jesus as the resurrected Lord. 所以当擘饼以后了，他们的眼睛就明亮，他们属灵 的盲点就拿开，他们就认出这个是耶稣。然后有个更奇妙的事情，耶稣突然间不见、啊、这个当然也没有听起来没有什么，但是对我来讲呢，是一个很奇妙的事情。比方我跟你讲话讲了一半，你突然间不见了，你我怎么感觉到我怕死了啊？你怕不怕？但是他没有怕，为什么？这个证明他们已经知道耶稣是神。如果他是神，他当然可以这个做这个事情啊。他既然做这个事情是理所当然，他当然不惧怕。 So after breaking the bread and the cup, and then they said, "My eyes are open.Wow, this is a Jesus." And all of a sudden, Jesus disappeared. So, if I talk to you, and then all of a sudden you disappear, what will be my reaction? I will be frightened, right? But they are not, because they recognize this is a God. In God, everything is possible. So once his conviction have this kind of understanding, of course, they will not be afraid. Now, the most important thing is,They just walk the whole day, 7 miles, did the whole day. Can you believe that? Did the whole day to go back to the village. And after breaking the bread, they go to sleep. And next morning, things happen. They decide to go back to Jerusalem, where they come from. So, 他们走了一天的路程，好辛苦回到家里。第二天，他要回去。啊，回去做什么？回去做见证。那么这里就给我们看到一个更新变化的一种过程。第一，我们要认识神，然后我们知道执行他的旨意。第二，我们的信心要被神说服啊，知道他是复活的主。当我们认识我们所信的耶稣是复活的话呢，啊，好像我们刚刚也唱了这首歌，那么我们就有把握啊，知道神的旨意是对的，我们就有能力去行了啊。 那么这里我们就问一个问题，到底这两个门徒在家里除了包饼以外，耶稣跟他讲了什么话呢？一定讲了许多的话，使到他的信心很坚定，对不对？但是讲了什么的话呢？我们不知道，圣经没有讲 OK。 但是我再举另外一个例子啊，那么有一天约翰跟约翰的两个门徒啊站在那里，其中一个门徒叫安德烈啊，他们两个就站在这里，突然间耶稣在他们面前走过，那么约翰看到耶稣的时候就说了一句话，看啊，这是神的羔羊。 So one day John the disciple and his two John Jesus disciple and his two disciples were standing on the pathway, and all of a sudden Jesus walked by them, and then John recognized this is the Jesus and said, behold, this is the Lamb of God, this is the Lamb of God. 很奇妙，一讲完这句话的时候，这两个约翰的门徒就跟着耶稣就跑了，跟着耶稣就跑了。耶稣看到后面有两个人跟着他，就转个身问他说，你们要什么？你们要什么？那么这个门徒的回答也是很奇怪，他说，拉比，你住在哪里？ And after the two disciples followed Jesus, OK, followed Jesus, and Jesus knew that someone following him, and then he turned and talked to them, what do you want from me? And the answer was very amazing, and he said, Rabbi, his teacher, where do you live? 那你为什么问主耶稣怎么住在哪里呢？主耶稣，哦，你来看，你来看。所以他们就跟着耶稣去，跟着耶稣去了，就跟耶稣吃饭，住了一个晚上。住了一个晚上以后啊，有个奇妙的事情发生。那么第二天呢，这两个门徒其中一个叫安德烈，安德烈就回去就跟他哥哥讲一句话：我遇见弥赛亚。So this disciple after spending a night with Jesus, the next day they went home, and then one of the disciples proclaimed.To his brother, he said, "I met the Messiah." 这个是一个很奇妙的事情。为什么本来他不知道耶稣是弥赛亚，跟他住了一个晚上以后呢，他就认识到他是一个弥赛亚呢？这个显然耶稣在家里也讲了很多的话，对不对？所以这些话呢，使到他们的信心呢能够坚定。那么我们就有一个问题，到底讲了什么话？圣经也没有讲。那么我们可以用一些圣洁的想象力去想一下耶稣到底跟他怎么话。但是我也没有什么答案，但是有一位作家叫 Robert Munger， 我不知道听到没有，很多人都听到，很多年前有写了一本小册子，这个册子叫 My Heart Cries Home。So there was a booklet entitled My Heart Cries Home， 我心是主的家啊。那么这个整个书呢是一个故事。 So the essence of the book is an allegory, is a story, and then I'm going to tell you this story, and then you can imagine what Jesus had talked to the disciples and causing them to transform their lives。所以耶稣跟他讲的话呢，我相信跟这个故事也差不多。那么这个故事的主角是一个人，是用第一人称，就是我啊。所以等下说了我的时候，就是这个故事的主角。So the character, the main character of this story is I, okay? It's the first person, I, okay? So it says, on one full moon night, and Jesus came to see me,And it was not as spectacular and not as emotional, but very real. And Jesus asked me whether I allow him to go into my heart. 那么有一个月亮明媚的晚上，耶稣向我显现。这个也不是一个异常的神迹，也不是一个激动的情绪，乃是一个很普普通通的一种对话，一个很平常的晚上。耶稣要进到我的家里来，那么我就让耶稣进来。 So I allow Jesus to enter into the heart. Now the first thing Jesus did was turn on the light. 那么本来这个是一个黑暗的地方， 现在变成光明。 So Jesus came to my heart, which is my home. The first thing he did is turn on the light. So in the beginning, my heart was darkened. I was living in total darkness. But all of a sudden, the room is brightened. 然后他也把壁炉的火点起来了。 And then Jesus and built a fire on the hearth. 那么本来我的心是冰凉的，但是耶稣进来的时候，我的心就非常的温暖。然后我这个房子也是非常的孤单，也没有声音，很安静。耶稣一来的时候，他就开一个 MP3 放这些 music。 那么呢，我本来喜极没有生气的人生突然间变成很兴奋。那么既然耶稣到了我家了，我就请他坐在这里，我们稍微谈谈话。我一生从来没有那么温馨的一个经历。我本来是空虚的，现在我感到爱充满了我。然后我就跟耶稣说，我说耶稣啊，你是我的贵宾啊，你来这里呢，你就 make yourself at home, okay? So you are my guest, and just do whatever you want to do because you are my guest. 你是我的贵宾，那么你呢，可以享受我家里所有的事情，冰箱的东西你也可以吃，也可以怎么样？然后好不好？我现在就带你去我这个家的每一个房间去看看呢，让你熟悉这个环境吧。And he said, why not show you around in my house, okay? I'll show you which room, and then so that you can familiar yourself with my house, okay? 那么第一个地方进去就是一个 study, 就是他的 study, 就是他的
书房
啊，就是他的书房，也是他的图书馆。好看，这个图书馆这个书房啊，就代表他的思想。那么耶稣进去以后呢，看到桌子上面有一些杂志啊，有一个书架里面也放了蛮多的书，墙壁也挂了很多的照片。 So when Jesus entered into the study, the first thing he saw was a table on which there's some magazine, and then the bookcase, there are many books right there, and then there are portraits or pictures hanging around the wall. 那么主耶稣看了以后呢，他就马上的脸转到窗口去，他好像他是太圣洁了，不能看这些东西啊。那么我自己呢，也感到非常的尴尬，而且有一点罪恶感。那么我就跟耶稣说，你可不可以帮我清理这个房间呢？ And then I feel embarrassed, because Jesus doesn't look at the books or the magazines or the pictures on the wall, and I believe he's too holy to look at all these things. I feel embarrassedAnd I said to Jesus, would you please help me to clean out this room? And Jesus said, of course. 然后耶稣就帮他的书，不好的书通通丢去，把圣经放在书架里面，把属灵的书也放在书架里面，然后把所有的图画，耶稣都不敢看的图画，通通拿下来，然后他把自己荣耀的像挂在上面。And Jesus cleaned up the room, take away all thesecular books and filthy books, and then put on the Bible in the bookcase, and also the spiritual book on the table, and then take away the picture and put his glorious portrait hanging on the wall. And this room is anew. 所以当我们的思想建立改变的时候，我们的心灵就更新了啊。我们也有常常被神的荣耀的形象去提醒我们。 So after the library, after the 书房呢， and then 我就把耶稣带到我的餐厅里面去。餐厅里面有一个长长的桌子，上面放了很多很好的食物。那耶稣就坐下来，耶稣说，今天晚上的晚餐是什么啊？好，我就告诉你。然后他就告诉他的晚餐是，然后桌子上面摆的是什么菜呢？是金钱，是学位，是股票啊，是他的名声啊，是他的老板给他的称许 的字写东方在这里。 So Jesus entered into the dining room, and then there was a long table on which they see money, degree, stocks, fame and fortune, and newspaper clipping concerning and how good he is. And Jesus said, I don't have appetite. Okay? 他说你为什么不吃呢? 主耶稣说, 我吃不下去, 因为我自己有自己的食物。 And Jesus said, I cannot take this food because I have my own food. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me. 我的食物就是做那差我来者的工。 然后在这个时期的时候, 耶稣借着这个机会也教训了我, 就是这个故事的主角。 他说, 人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口出所一切的话语。 所以经过这个讨论以后呢, 我的餐厅, 我的胃口也开始更新了。 然后我就跟耶稣看第三个房间, 就是我的客厅。 那么这个客厅呢, 是一个非常舒适的客厅, 里面上面有沙发, 里面有壁炉, 这个壁炉已经烧起来了, 很温暖, 沙发坐下来也是很好的。 那么耶稣就说, 这个是好地方, 这个很舒适, 我们可以有亲密的交通, 好不好从明天起, 每天早上, 我们在这里谈谈话, 谈话以后了, 你才去上班。 那么他说, 好好好, 那么开始的时候呢, 每天他就下来, 到了这个客厅里面去, 跟耶稣聊天, 又查经, 一起祷告, 他的心非常的火热。 做了一段时期以后, 他好像变成一个习惯, 他好像觉得没有新鲜的感。 有一天, 他就跟耶稣讲, 耶稣今天我太忙了, 我公司里面, 已经要快 lay off 了, 像 IBM 一样, okay? 我现在要赶着回去做工了, okay? 好不好我今天请假, 耶稣也没有责备我, 也没有说什么, 他就去了。 那么有一天, 后来过了一段时间, 我从楼下下来, 我根本就不跟耶稣讲话, 自己跑去了, okay? 也不请假了。 本来还向耶稣请假, 现在我也不向耶稣请假了, 我就跑去了。 但是有一天我从楼上下来的时候, 发现这个客厅的灯是开的, 怎么这个灯会开呢? 他转眼去看一下, 原来耶稣就在那边等他。 他问耶稣, 你等了多久啊? 我今天早上已经等到你一个钟了, OK? 那么我就非常的亏欠, 所以我就马上转回来, 跟耶稣道歉。 耶稣你是我的贵宾, 我居然敢冷落了你。 所以从那天开始呢, 我这个灵修的生活也得到一个很大的更新。 当我们灵性的生活得到更新以后呢, 我们整个生命, 整个心灵就能够得到一个更新。那么然后看完这个客厅以后呢，我也把耶稣带到一个工作的房间里面去。那我的工作室呢就在车库里面。 那么上面有一个长长的桌子，里面有些简单的工具。耶稣说：“你会做这些东西吗？”我会做，但是总是做不好，笨手笨脚的。OK？ 那么你为了神的国，你做了什么事情啊？有啊有啊，我做了这个玩具，就是给我一个弟兄的孩子玩的。OK？ 但是我做的大事情我没有去做。OK？ 而且我发现我自己的技巧也不好。 那么耶稣说，你也给我帮你忙了。他说，当然好啊。那么耶稣就把我的手放在他的手的下面，放在上面。突然间我发现有个改变，我对工作的态度本来是一个压力，现在觉得很轻松，而且从那天开始呢，我做工的时候非常的灵巧，而且也不费力，因为主的手虽然我看不见，原来默默在帮助我，所以我就知道了。 由神与我同在的时候，我的服事是清晨的。所以耶稣说，你们的轭是重的，我们，但是我的轭是清晨的。So when I let Jesus into the workroom, The workroom has a long bench and with some tools right here, right there. And Jesus asked me, what are you going to do with these tools? Yeah, I do something for my brother's kid, okay? So this is my service, okay? But I'm not good with my hands. I'm very clumsy. And Jesus, do you want me to help you? Yeah, certainly. So he put my hand under Jesus' hand. And at that moment on, I find out everything I work is very relieved, very relaxed. And I feel very joyful because I know that Jesus was with me. And this is why Jesus said, your yoke is heavy and my yoke is light. Because when if we serve Jesus with his presence, then we serve him with joy and without pressure. 所以当我们一个人与主同行的时候，我们在教会的服事是轻省的，是快乐的，并不是一个重担。所以这里呢，就给我们一个生命又到另一层的改变。然后我也把耶稣带到一个娱乐社区。 And then I let Jesus into my recreation home. 那么我告诉耶稣，这个房间是很好玩的。有时候在我家，有时候在这里，有时候到朋友家，是我娱乐的地方。This is the place where I entertain my friends. Okay? And I love this room very much. 但是有个晚上，我就跟耶稣讲，主啊，我今天晚上又去个地方。 耶稣，好，我跟你一起去。 Oh, no, 你不能跟我去。 你不是说过我们一起来做事情吗？ 他说今天你就不会跟我去。 明天我们有查经班嘛，我们就查多点圣经， 我跟你花多点时间，你好吗？ So one day I left the recreation home and go out. And then Jesus said, I follow you. I said, no, because I don't want you to follow me. Why don't we just spend more time tomorrow when we have Bible study? 那么 耶稣也没有勉强，也没有定罪，那我就出去第二晚上。到了很晚才回来，但是我回来的时候心情空虚，而且愁脸满面。回到家的时候，我看到有灯，原来耶稣还没有睡觉，耶稣在那边等我。那么第二天，耶稣就跟我讲，他说我带你到你的娱乐社区。那么他就把我带到他的宿舍，我发现。